It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome, 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 Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. If it's your first time hearing the show, we sit down with a lot of nonprofits, one of our many nonprofits, and we usually figure out what they do, who they do, and why they do it. And today, we have a special guest today that we'll introduce in a minute. But before we do that, we wanted to first let me introduce my co-host, Kayla Smith.
Hello, Interior.
And we want to also remind you today about our very special United Way. It's the 10th annual Celebrity Comedy Roast happening on January 23rd. Do you want to tell them a little bit about it, Kayla?
Yeah, so we're going to hold it at the Civic Center, and doors open 6 o'clock. We've got tickets available online through either the Facebook page or through aktickets.com. This year we're doing a little something different. Also, we've got an Alaska Airlines raffle, so 2 tickets will be raffled off that evening. Those tickets are also live and available for sale right now. You do not need to be present to win.
Oh, yeah. And you can check that out on our Facebook page. If you've never been to the Celebrity Comedy Roast, let me tell you, it's the accumulation of the Fairbanks Funny Festival, which is something that Glenner and Jerry, our local radio show, Jerry's former radio host, but Glenner, local radio host, put on every year, where they teach community members how to be funny. And then they have these, then all those community members that learn how to be funny and get some help writing jokes, then perform. And then this is the accumulation. Comedy Roast, the Celebrity Comedy Roast, is the accumulation of this funny festival that's been going on. And at the Celebrity Comedy Roast, we pick out, a local legend, a local person.
A favorite.
A local favorite.
Yes.
And we roast them, because that's what we do to who we love, to the
yes.
people we love. We roast them. And we were able to get that special guest on the radio today, Lisa Sundborg. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm shocked now to find out I'm a favorite, but I like that terminology.
Yes.
No, you are. You were very popular, and we were picking names and all the things this year. You came up multiple times, and I said, oh, she's so perfect. You're a local. We're both North Pole graduates.
That's all. Go Patriots.
Yeah. North Pole Patriot graduates. And, we're both from this town. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I went from kindergarten to graduation at North Pole Schools and mm-hmm. graduated from North Pole High School in 1982.
Yep.
But I started kind of my, I've always thought I was funny. And mm-hmm. so the way it started out was my mother really valued being funny. And so we would try to be funny, but you never knew if she would laugh or hit you in the head. So you had to be very brave to be funny at our house.
She was letting you know if you weren't.
Oh, yeah, you knew right away. But we were always willing to take the risk. So
yeah.
I have 2 brothers, Jay and Raleigh, mm-hmm. and a sister, Teresa. So we are all funny in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be brave to be funny. So then later on, fast forward, I guess maybe rewind 15 years or so, I did the Funny Fest. I did it. And it was so fun. I'll tell you, we came Monday night and, sort of like, this is what it's going to be. This is kind of the way you need to look at it. Here's an outline. We'll start working on material tomorrow. Well, on Monday night, I was just finishing an audiobook of a 12 book series that I was very, very involved in. And I had not a thought in my head. I'm like, what could I possibly talk about? All I can think about are these characters
yeah.
and all this stuff I was totally yes. immersed in. I was dreaming about these people. So, but I finished.
Uh-huh.
So on Tuesday, my mother had just had a facelift. And on Tuesday afternoon, before I went, I was, oh, I could talk about my mother. So I was so excited. Oh, so I started to have some ideas. Uh-huh. And then I went through, I can't remember our comedian. He was very funny. And I feel bad that I can't remember his name. But he said to me, Lisa, your delivery needs to be more conversational and less like, you know, a lecture. And I said, okay. Oh, his name was Chris. I said, yes. Well, hey, Chris, I'm a mother. Every conversation I have is a lecture.
Yes.
So I don't know what to do with this for you. But it ended up being super successful. My sister-in-law, Heather Johnson, and I did it together. And we had a blast. And I had, I don't know, 4 minutes of material, but it lasted over 8 minutes because of laughter.
Uh-huh.
And I was so gratified. I was like, oh, man, I've made it.
Yes.
<That's awesome. laughs>
Yes. I mean, just getting up on that stage, you know, everyone who joins the Funny Fest probably has never told a joke on stage, or very few.
Exactly.
You know? And so just getting on stage telling jokes is the biggest, I think, the biggest hurdle. And then once you're up there, let's see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always been a storyteller. And so, you know, that was what was hard, is getting to the punchline on stage. And that's what, you know, Glenner and Jerry both helped me with, how to get in, how to get the punchline quicker, even though all my material is storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It sounds like you're pretty well prepared then for this
yes.
year.
And you've been involved with roast before, right? You're on
yes.
the panel, right?
I was on the panel for Benny Lynn from Pagoda.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my best joke of the night was one of those jokes where people went, ooh, ah. And it's nice to kind of get a ooh, you know, like it was kind of the best part. So it ended up with laughter and then clapping. So I felt like of the panel, I had the best joke that night just because of all of that.
Oh, very cool.
Excellent.
And
yes.
If you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And we are here talking with our celebrity for our celebrity comedy roast, Lisa Sundborg. Okay, so Lisa, you're so involved with the community, and that was a big aspect that definitely made you just the right fit for this kind of, you know, to be involved with the United Way, because part of the comedy roast is, you know, we raise money and we do it with funny. We
right.
make it funny. And but I know you've just been so involved with the community. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, years ago,
mm-hmm.
my best friend, Janet Bartels, she was the director of the American Heart Association. And she said, Lisa, we're going to put together this new event. It's called Go Red. Mm-hmm. Could you sit on the committee? And I said, God, Janet, I'm not even a, you know, organ donor. I don't know. How do I give my time here? I don't even know. And, and I had to go to lunch meetings, and I worked on Badger Road. So then I worked for my dad. And you think that, oh, yeah, that's going to be easy. And if you work for your father or your mother, it's not easy. Like,
I'm in a family business.
Yeah,
yep.
It's hard to get the time off. Yeah. But he agreed that I could come in. And then I just, you know, it was great. It was great working with other people, and then to have a successful event. And, you know, just know that you made a big difference. And so I kind of got hooked.
Yeah.
And so the next year, our families always loved poker and all that kind of thing. And so the next year I thought, you know what? My husband, we were watching poker online, and he said, you know what? You ought to do a poker event to raise money for events. And I said, oh. So I got on the phone with Janet and I said, hey, you know what we should do? Have a Queen of Hearts poker tournament for the American Heart Association. And now we are, 20 years in. We've raised over $500,000 for, like, the American Heart Association, for Breast Cancer Detection Center. And it's just become a once-a-year event that is so fun. And you're drawing everybody from the community. And
it's something I look forward to, for sure.
Yeah.
Love that event. Love it.
You can only win a trophy, you know, or a bracelet, right? And people dig it. They're like digging in their pocket. I always tell people, bring $300 and you're going to have the best time.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, so you've been to that
event. It is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to it a couple times. My husband likes to play, and he's way better at it than I am. I'm learning. I'm getting there, but, you know, maybe after a few more events. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and your whole family is pretty philanthropic. I know your daughter, we work with her, Jason. She's the executive director of Breast Cancer Detection Center. And so that's really full circle, where you can...
Yes, absolutely. Work with her work on things that are obviously important to me too, because she's a breast cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of gave her a mission, more than it just being a job.
Yeah.
And so here she is over there being the director of Breast Cancer Detection Center, and she got detected. I mean, that's where she found out she had cancer, was there.
Oh,
and then that came into, and so raising money for them, I mean, that's my heart right there, you know. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the community really appreciates you. Very nice.
Yeah, no, that's it's wonderful that you're able to tie all that in together and bring it home. And I mean, it just, it's like you said, your passion, it just, you know, carries on through the community. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. And, you know, I think everybody listening here is no stranger to your brother as well, Raleigh.
My brother, Raleigh Johnson, the voice of the Ice Dogs.
Yes.
DJ extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of the Gold Panners. Yeah, we're so proud of him. He's the baby brother. He's the youngest.
That explains a lot.
I am 11 years older than Raleigh.
Ah, okay.
And so, and I'm 8 years older than my younger sister. I'm the oldest, so I'm 2 years older than Jay, but then there's a big gap, Teresa and Raleigh.
Yeah.
So by the time they came along, it was like, I didn't need dolls. I had like babies, you know, that I could pack around. And yes, I always loved it.
That's fun. Very,
and he's so funny. And so it's going to be such a great, great show. We're going to take a quick mid-show break here. Stick around. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tananaw Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananawvalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekend just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get Behind the Mission.
All right, Interior, welcome back to our Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. So today we are actually interviewing our roastee for the upcoming Celebrity Comedy Roast, Ms. Lisa Sundborg. And right before the break, we were chatting a little bit about her philanthropy and her history with being able to work with her family and her friends on, you know, raising funds for meaningful organizations just for the community and for herself personally. And so, you know, a most recent venture, though, is salsa. And that is something we're super excited about because we'll have it on the tables there over at the event. But tell me a little bit about how that started up.
Well, my granddaughter was doing kind of doing her own raise money thing in the summer. Mm-hmm. Like if you wanted a dinner, she would make dinner. And so in July, 2024, maybe. She said, well, I think in July she was going to do several Mexican dinners. And I said, oh my gosh, we should do homemade chips and salsa. And so we did. And doing the dinners was hard. You know, I mean, it was just a lot of involvement. So we kind of after that said, well, why don't we just do chips and salsa?
And the star.
Yeah, because it was the star. Very well received. And so we've had a lot of fun with it. But she's a junior in high school, so she doesn't always have time. But we'll do things like we did the holiday marketplace. We do, you know, things like that. And we'll make sure those weekends work out for her so she can earn some money. And but it's fun. We do so much stuff with family. You know, my family all lives in the same neighborhood. My daughter lives a block up the street. One brother lives two blocks, the other two and a half. And my sister lives three blocks, all in the same neighborhood. So anytime we have a family gathering, it's 17 to 20 people.
All hands on deck. Yep.
Yes. And so doing this venture with my granddaughters, just more of that. And it is exciting that when you come to the event, we are going to have Salsa of the North, chips and salsa on all the tables or opportunities to get them.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But all the VIP tables will have chips and salsa and it will be available to other people.
Yes.
So, I don't know how it's all going to play out, but chips and salsa will be there.
Yes. If you love chips and salsa, do not miss this event. And if you love laughing, do not miss this event. And if you know, Celebrity Comedy Roast, I'll just plug it one more time, which is Friday, January 23rd. We'll be hearing from Lisa Sundborg and a couple of our other local comedians and family members. And even if you don't know Lisa personally or maybe you've heard of her, it's still an amazing fundraiser that's so much fun to go to. And nothing beats your salsa, let me tell you. I definitely got them for Christmas gifts this year, and everyone loves them. They're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And what a great way to spend time with family, you know, especially in the dark Alaska winters, you know, being able to cook in your kitchen's gorgeous. So being able to cook in that gorgeous kitchen and just spending time is, I think, what everything's all about.
It is. You don't notice the weather if you have plans and you're with family. And yeah, we did this winter. I would go pick up people in the neighborhood, like, let's play cards. I'll come get you. You come to the house. I'll park in the garage. I'll take you home.
Yeah.
So it was real handy.
Yeah. So that's so nice. So a couple of years ago, let's talk about, you were named Women of Distinction by the Girl Scouts. How amazing is that?
It was so wonderful. And I was very honored. And and I never really even made it past Brownie.
But still, you know, I think it's the same reason you were an easy pick. You know, your work in the community, your philanthropy, and you're funny. You're entertaining. We all, you know, everyone loves to hear from Lisa. So I
like to make fun of myself, and I really have a lot of my routines that I've ever done have been very circle around my mother. But then my mother, she passed away this year, and so I don't know if I can still tease her. I think I can.
Yeah, I think you can.
She was that kind of woman.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. And, you know, I think this will be a great, you can honor her by teasing her and honor her memory.
I might bring her ashes just so she can come.
Start new tradition. Just give her a seat. We'll put a chair.
You said she raised you to play jokes. So, you know, definitely.
Yeah. She did at one time say she thought Raleigh was the funniest.
How rude.
It was the rudest thing. We almost broke up.
Could you be like funny looking or just funny, Mom?
No,
come on.
I knew what she meant. And Raleigh's still like, he's hanging on to that for dear life.
You're like, listen, it wasn't like that. Oh, it's going to be a great show. Kayla, you want to tell us a little bit about what we can expect at the Celebrity Comedy Roast?
So at the roast here, we've got, let's see, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to kick it off with a taco bar catered
Love
by...
Love tacos.
Yeah, tacos are the best from Miguel's, authentic Mexican cuisine, which is fantastic. He's a wonderful guy. I love his support for you, for your family, and for everything. It's absolutely beautiful and delicious. So that'll be the kickoff. And we've got a silent auction table.
Ooh, what do you got?
Couple tables. So far we've got a beautiful gift basket from Tommy G's, full of all of his favorite items. And let's see, what else do we have? We've got a purse from Audrey's that was donated, some gift cards, and and then of course the raffle of the two Alaska Airlines tickets is kind of going to be the heavy hitter there.
And that's a fantastic deal. I've seen a lot of Alaska Airlines raffles, but I feel like ours has a pretty good deal. You can either get one ticket for 20 or 10 tickets for 100. We really wanted to make that a good.
I'll take 100 right now. There you go, man. I've got the QR code right here on the paper. It's literally open to anybody and everybody. And so, you know, we've been blasting it all over Facebook, and I've been passing flyers out. So, definitely. You don't have to be present to win.
Nope.
There's a whole process where you get your number and we'll shoot you an email with all the details. So
love it.
And you know, for those who don't know about United Way, all of this money is going to go, any money we raise at this celebrity comedy roast all goes back into our community. And so if you are unfamiliar with United Way, what we do with extra funds is we separate them and give them out to our 15 partner agencies. And so United Way, one of our big jobs is to support our local nonprofits like Breast Cancer Dissection Center with Jason is one of our partner agencies. And we like to raise money. All of these agencies have come to us and applied and said, hey, you know, I could use what's called unrestricted funds. I could use a little extra money to do what I need to do. And that's really important because many nonprofits are grant-based. And what that means is that they are getting money through a grant that is earmarked very specifically for things they need to do. And sometimes it doesn't even cover all their costs, but they get a grant and, you know, a lot of these nonprofits do it anyway. I know I've talked to Jason with Breast Cancer Detection Center, and, you know, even detecting breast cancer in those tests, sometimes if you know, certain insurance don't cover the whole cost and they don't like to bring that kind of cost back on to the person. And especially if they detect something, then there's a whole another set of costs that comes with it. And grant money does not always fill in all those gaps. And so to do what they do and keep doing what they do, we like to raise what's called unrestricted funds, funds that through events like the Comedy Roast, that raise money and just give it without any strings attached. And that is a special thing that United Way has always done since our inception here, I think in 1956.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a unique and an important part of what our partner agencies receive as being a partner agency. Another huge impact is just the connection to volunteers and the connection for getting the reach and the visibility out to the public on their individual missions and how the community can support. It doesn't always have to be about money. It can definitely be about time because bodies are super important to putting on events or to, just helping out with activities and all sorts of things. So I'm grateful for the United Way of the Tanana Valley to be able to facilitate that assistance.
Yeah, and one thing I learned about working here is find an organization that's close to your heart. You know, for us, we have 15 very close ones to our heart. But, you know, everybody in this community, if you could find one organization that you support, just one, and either give your time or your money, this community can be a better place. And so that's part of our mission at United Way is being able to lift everyone up, you know, all boats rise and building just a great, great space for everybody to live. If you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And we are talking to Lisa Sundborg. She is our celebrity comedy roastie. So excited.
Tell us a little bit about the dais. Who is going to be roasting you, ma'am?
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, of course, we have Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Glenner. Yeah. Glenner is a constant on the dais and he's also a great target. He knows he's going to be made fun of.
We know.
And he embraces it.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest Johnson, my brother Raleigh, he can prove it on the dais that night.
Yeah. This will be a showdown.
Yes. And my brother Jay Johnson, who is also so funny, he'll be on the dais. And then I got Tom Bartels from North Pole Coffee.
Oh,
I'm not even sure he knows how to be funny, but
His wife is my best friend.
That could be funny in itself.
So I know. And then my daughter, Jason DeBon, she's hilarious.
She is.
And David Hale from Hale and Associates.
Oh, we love him. Yep.
We have been friends since our North Pole middle school days junior high days.
Oh, yep. Well, he's going to bring out some archives.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, what kind of dirt is he going to?
Well, I don't know. There might have been some kissing on a movie date that my mother drove us to in eighth grade.
That's perfect.
So if he doesn't bring it up, I probably will.
Oh, I love it.
That's awesome. Yes.
I love being from Fairbury. Yes. Like, you know, North Pole, especially North Pole. We are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We are not to be trifled with.
No. I love that. That's great. Oh, it should be a really good, really good panel, really good roast. Let's talk about how do we get tickets to this?
Yeah, so tickets are available on aktickets.com, and there's a link on our Facebook page. Definitely take a look at that page. All the information's there, tickets, sponsorships, tables, whatever you're looking for. The Alaska Airlines raffle's available as well. You can give us a call, and if you have any questions at all, 907-388-9127, and I will absolutely help you out with getting a link to that site for your tickets and all the things. So, yeah, man, always reach out with anything.
Yeah, and there's still time. I know there was some sponsorship still available. You know, is there any off the top of your head that people might be interested in?
We still have our Hearts sponsorship and Spades and our club sponsorship. You know, there's a theme, obviously. We have our Queen of Hearts that we're roasting. So
we had to do a Queen of Hearts.
I love it.
It's great. It's definitely not a hardcore poker theme, but it's going to have a little taste, you know. So there's some good stuff. So absolutely reach out.
Yep. Perfect. We have a really great event coming up. We hope you all can make it. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a pleasure. This has been so fun. Yes. And I really look forward to seeing everyone. Please buy tickets.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Buy tickets. Get them. It's not too late. We got another week. And you know, leave the house. Get out of the house. It's probably freezing cold.
I think it's supposed to be warmer next week.
Is it supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be warmer.
You know?
Yes.
I'll take it, please.
Like maybe around zero, you guys.
Stop it. Don't tease me. Yes. And, you know, it's all for a good cause. All of this supports our partner agencies. It supports the community. It helps us keep doing the work we do. And it's I like to say this is one of the funnest fundraisers you can go to because it's funny.
Yes.
It's funny. Sometimes fundraisers can be, you know, fundraisers. But this, it's funny and it's fun and it's lighthearted. And, you know, you're going to come and you're going to hear a little blip from United Way. But then we're going to get into the comedy. It's going to be 2 hours of rolling on the floor laughing. You never know what's going to be said.
That's right.
Always up in the air. We don't record it for that reason.
That's right.
But it's always such a great time. And you can get our tickets now. Just check them out on our Facebook page and look up United Way of the Tananaw Valley Celebrity Comedy Roast. If you have any issues with that at all, feel free to give our office a call, 451-7211, 907-451-7211. Or you can send us an email, admin@unitedwaytv.com. We can get you set up with whatever you need. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, Sarah.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And we will talk at you next time.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.